was acceptable. It's simply to say that during the continuing resolution, they did not get much in terms of negotiation, and that doesn't bode well for what's going to happen with the debt limit.
From my perspective, the markets want to see, and Standard & Poor's in their negative outlook on the U.S. said this, they want to see some meaningful, lasting, and significant, I think they used significant and lasting was their word, I'd call it durable, and medium and long-term correction to the course that we are on. Because right now we're looking at trillion-dollar deficits plus as far as the eye can see. And let me just add a couple of little comments here. I'm in the private sector. I told you that we're here before this. Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, Wachovia, WaMu, they were all just taken out summarily by the government with accusatory language of reckless behavior and speculation. If the U.S. government was a bank, the FDIC would close them down this Friday night. They have run their fiscal books in an awful manner. And what's interesting about this is that when I have discussions with politicians and some in the leadership who I have talked to in recent days, they're basically saying, well, we need a glide path, a 10 or a 15 or even 20 or 25 years to fix this because we can't cut it this fast. And my point back to them is the private sector doesn't get that luxury. Nothing, no family gets that luxury. You either cut spending now, lay people off, or go bankrupt. And so the bottom line is that what's fascinating to me as a private sector economist is that then they turn around and say, I'm being extreme. I'm the one who's extreme because I'm saying you're out of control. It's fascinating to me. We need 15 years to fix things. Well, you don't get that luxury in the private sector. And my final point about this is that this is a bipartisan problem. I don't mean this is Washington. I just mean this was created in a bipartisan manner. You know, Paul Ryan, who I've known for a very long time, I think I met him when he was 19 years old. He was an intern to Jack Kemp. I love the guy. And for the most part, he is an incredibly smart and free market and capitalistic person. However, he voted for TARP, the Bush stimulus bill, Medicare Part D, No Child Left Behind, and the list can go on, and so the auto bailout. So what my question to him is, what is he? Is he for bigger government or is he for smaller government? Because I believe we would not be in this position today if it weren't for Republican votes while President Bush was in office and what President Obama and the Democrats have done since then. So this is a bipartisan problem that we are in. And I believe that using the tool of the debt ceiling, I made the analogy that this is like Solomon saying, give me a sword, I'll cut the baby in half. It is a drastic action, but it is absolutely necessary because neither side will listen, just like the two mothers who claimed that the baby was theirs. And so we need a drastic action to bring, in a sense, what I would call an adult kind of behavior to the budget of Washington, D.C. Private firms laid off people, went bankrupt in this process. The government, for some reason, thinks that it can avoid that pain, and that's what I think a lot of people are saying up here.
And just